result seekers. Today's theme music comes to us obviously from Star Wars. And what a wonderful way to kick off into the holiday season as we all get busy. We want to take some time to start to reflect upon what has happened for the year. We have another wonderful message from our Jedi Master. Ladies and gentlemen, please help welcome the call, Mr. Richard Dolan. May the Force be with you, Rich.
Well, and may the Force be with you, my friend, but I got to tell you, I don't know which Jedi Knight you're referring to me as, but I would like to opt in as the Samuel Jackson one.
Oh, the cool one.
He's definitely the cool one. You can be Yoda.
For obvious reasons.
For obvious reasons, because of your height.
Yes, yeah, because of my green complexion.
Of course, and that's probably because you've been out in the prairie so long.
That's right.
Well, good morning, everybody, coast to coast. This is absolutely the home stretch into the holiday season, an incredible time for anybody of any stature in the real estate game. It's a time in which we've begun to wind down our businesses. It's a time in which we've begun to reflect and review the people that we care for and must buy things for. It's a time that we begin to really take stock and inventory of our friendships, our love affair for people or persons that are really and truly incredibly important to us. And so as we head into a time of true reflection, I want to start setting you up over the next few weeks as we head into the tail end, the home stretch of 2012. And for this week, I've got three questions I'd like to share with each and every one of you so that you get yourself primed and ready to really have the opportunity of having value-based conversations with the people that you care about, starting with you. So for this week, it's going to be very simple. The call and your homework is these questions. Number one, ask yourself this. Have you made progress thus far in the real estate game? So in the realm of having learned about real estate and cash flow properties and the economic fundamentals, and you've learned from Don and Russell and myself and Patrick and Melanie and Ray Reuter and the whole team, have you made progress? Have you grown? And if so, I'd like for you to write down in your journal or perhaps even on a sheet of paper, and you've got only a limit of one piece of paper, so be concise and be exact. What about you has grown? List out the areas that you've recognized growth in. You see, it's not just about the real estate game. It's not just about a door and the cash flow and the property and the joint ventures and the raising capital. It's about the person you've become in the journey of real estate results. So I want you to take stock, take inventory on progress. Have you grown by being involved in RAIN? And begin to articulate it so we can at least may not have celebration worthiness for the doors you don't have or do have, but at least the plays are important, right? At least having done the duty of being on the field and being a part of the plays is important. Great. Now, number two, impact. You know, has what you've done this year made a difference for you and for others? Has it? You know, the reality for you right now is that, you know, people often when they join RAIN think that making a difference is about acquiring just a piece of real estate or getting into a joint venture or raising some capital. But, you know, it's, again, a bit different. You know, a lot of members have reported to us, especially just in the recent year after RAIN Mastery has really become a part of our culture and a bit of our community, if it were, that they've begun noticing that they've shifted a little bit of their behaviors, their attitudes, yeah, their physiology, even their physicality has changed. You know, they walk different. They have a different air about them. They're confident in the direction and the support in which they're getting. You see, the person they've become is a bit different. You know, it's no different from starting to cut out the things in your diet that aren't good for you. We all know we should be eating a lot less white stuff and cutting out those sugars and cutting back on liquor and eating a little bit earlier and finishing up dinner sooner. And even if those small modifications were to happen and you did not lift a weight, you did not step foot in a gym, you'd feel better. You know, you've got more vitality, you're going to bed better, you're sleeping purer, you've got more vibrance. And as a result, there's an impact, there's a difference. So what I'm saying is that you don't have to sweat to feel sweet. You don't have to work out to get out. And so the impact of being in our education, has it made a difference for you? And if it has, who else has it made a difference for? Has it reshaped your relationship with your wife or your husband, your girlfriend or your boyfriend? Has it reshaped your relationship with your children and the way in which you teach them, nurture them, lead them, inspire them? So the last and final question, as you prime your way into the final stretch heading into the holiday season, and that question has a lot to do with elevation. You know, will the difference you've made elevate the conditions of satisfaction for all those around you? In other words, have you noticed And can you define who exactly in your life is now about to play a bigger game for 2013 because of you, because of the difference you've made, because of the conversations you've entered, because of the things you've shared and the stories you've told and your experience with Rain, your experience with your buddy, your experience with the people you've met and networked with and joint ventured with. You see, being able to elevate the conditions of satisfaction for people is about being able to make it possible for them to dream a bit bigger, asking the question, why not? In fact, reaching for more. And if you've been able to inspire people in that way, then my gosh, that's worth celebrating. So these three questions about progress, impact, and elevation is setting you up for a time of reflection so that when it comes time to begin taking stock of the difference you've made for yourself and for others, there is no shortage of the inventory of those that you've touched, moved, and inspired at your and by your definition that you can actually touch upon and say, hey, this has been a worthwhile journey. What's next? So with that, I want to wish you a wonderful week ahead. Get this homework done. Have you made progress? Has it made a difference for others? And the difference that you've made, will it elevate the conditions of satisfaction for all those around you? Answer those questions so that you can articulate for yourself the direction that comes next, which will likely be just around New Year's. We'll see you soon. Russ, back to you.
What a wonderful message. Thank you, Rich. So if we really think about today's call, it's almost like the pre-homework to the full-on reflection that we're going to do about the year, is it not?
Absolutely. We've got to prime the pump before we get anything out of it.
Now, I got one final couple just quick questions here for you, Rich. For you, you're very reflective, and you go away, and you come back, and you take some time to think. What do you do that helps you? Do you schedule the time? Do you have a place in your house? Do you have a coffee shop you go to? What do you do when you want to get away to think?
Well, you know, you touched on three incredible highlights within the question, which is, you know, yes, I do schedule the time because that which you don't schedule isn't done. Rarely do we as human beings schedule time for personal growth and personal reflection. You know, it comes in another form for many people, especially of Eastern philosophy, is meditation. And so what I'm suggesting is not to meditate, but to, yes, schedule time. In having a special place in my home, I do, because in conditioning your mind, your psychology, the chemistry, and even physiology, what ends up happening is that you've trained your body to do certain things. That's why they suggest, the experts say, don't watch TV in bed. Bed is for sleeping. You got to watch TV somewhere else because you're telling your mind to be a little bit more alert as to what's happening outside in that external world. So as a result, the idea is that you've got to train your body, your mentality, and your physiology on how to take in what it is that you're doing. So I have a special room. It literally is actually my closet that I kind of converted into a closet slash little study room. And in there is a beautiful dim light with some strong lighting, the right kind of atmosphere where I go in there and I do that kind of work. And number three, stay away from coffee shops. I know they're cool, they're trendy, and you got to love that Tazo chai latte. But going in there is very, very distracting. Reason why we go into coffee shops is because we love the company, the vibrance, and the electricity that comes with being in a coffee shop like that. However, it's distracting. It's not where you're able to kind of really center yourself, get grounded, dig deep, and be focused for a long period of time. Too much is happening in there, and as a result, you don't want to be in busy places when it comes to figuring out your next place to be.
Wow. Great, great, great strategies. Very, very timely as we get into this busy time of year as well. So, recap, what progress you've made, what impact you've had on others, and how have you elevated the game of others around you. Another fantastic message. And we are scheduled next week, December the 24th, we are scheduled to have this call, same time, everyone. So it's all about your commitment, even on Christmas Eve. And Richard has an incredible message for us on Christmas Eve. It'll be interesting for the people that are listening to this in July, Rich, about us talking about Christmas.
So true.
It's kind of a mind frame, isn't it, though?
Absolutely is.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Russell Westcott from the Real Estate Investment Network. Talk to you next week. Bye for now.